Several villages near the Kuskokwim River got a chance to meet with the top administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Lisa Jackson and her entourage traveled by bush plane to meet with tribal leaders. Her visit is part of an effort by the Obama administration to strengthen ties with Alaska Native tribes. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
High-ranking federal policymakers seem to be making a habit of visiting the YK Delta. There was the visit from the Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs last summer, and then last fall, four U.S. secretaries made the trip. But this trip was the first of its kind in the village of Chifornik, says the tribal administrator, Jonathan Lewis.
It's the first time they ever seen someone, a high official, come out and see firsthand what we experience in communities like this.
Jackson met with the entire tribal council and others from the Bering Sea Village. The village is without flush toilets or running water in homes, so she was expecting to hear a lot about water and sewer issues. But the village used their short time with her to discuss another pressing issue.
I asked them what was the biggest challenge, and it wasn't water and wastewater, it was erosion. And the fact that they're worried about just having a place to be, losing the land that they've lost was tribal land.
Like many villages in Alaska, Chifornik is dealing with increased erosion. The Uksikfuk River has been eating away at their shoreline. Again, Jonathan Lewis.
The water goes underneath the soil and takes the soil out from underneath, and then the riverbank just erodes off.
In 2007, a federal judge ruled that the EPA should be regulating greenhouse gases, gases like carbon emissions from vehicles that international scientists say are causing climate change. Elders in the village told Jackson stories of how they see climate change affecting them.
What I hear from the elders, that back then the weather was always, it was hardly any storms. You can walk down with a candle and use it like a flashlight, and it wouldn't flicker away because of there was no wind. That was how calm it used to be back then.
Lewis says the elders in his village say that wind and waves started pounding away at their shorelines with increased fervor starting in the 1980s.
It's not getting any better. It's getting worse and worse. There's more wind, more storms, and that's contributing to the erosion problem.
Lewis also says that shorter winters have been gradually melting the permafrost. It used to be about 2 feet below the soil in most locations near Chifornik, but a recent survey conducted by Coastal Villages Region Fund shocked village leaders.
The 8-foot probe, metal probe, that they stick into went all the way down before it even hit the permafrost.
Second on their list of concerns was their landfill. Like many villages across rural Alaska, it's inadequate. Lewis says their dump is causing safety issues because there's no funding to pay for trash pickup. That means every household must take their trash to the dump themselves.
Those people that walk there, they go back to their house and cause health problems in their homes.
Jackson says the three-village trip was informative. She also visited Kasigluk and Napakiak and saw a way of living much different from the urban East Coast where she spent most of her career.
We met lots of people, and everywhere we went, people offered us food. It was fish, you know. It was folks were just finishing up, catching all their fish and drying it and getting ready for the winter to come. And a lot of places we weren't, everyone was out getting berries.
And while she was learning, Jackson says she was also speaking about the EPA's renewed emphasis on cooperation.
One of the things President Obama has been clear about is that it's about consulting with tribes, consulting with Alaska Native peoples, and giving them a voice to determine what it is they want and what it is they need.
From yesterday's meeting, I think the communities were optimistic, very optimistic.
But Lewis says only time will tell if the visit has an impact in his village.
There's a saying, actions speak louder than words.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.